Right now, we welcome in Tracy Sawyer, the Substance Abuse Coordinator with Community Connections in North Platte. Tracy, how's it going?
Hey, it's going well. Thanks for having me, Tristan. Appreciate it. And thank you, Rick, too. Can't forget this guy over here.
Tuesday was a big day for you and for Community Connections locally.
Correct. Tuesday was the first National Fentanyl Awareness Day. And so this was nationally recognized. And as we all know, fentanyl is a big name now. Fentanyl is a synthetic drug, so, and it is 50 to 100 times more potent than heroin or morphine.
My goodness.
Yep, and that's what's causing so many of the problems, is because it doesn't take much.
It's
to have
correct.
An overdose reaction.
That's right. Oh. And, you know, the CDC sent out a report, and it stated that deaths related to fentanyl increased 30% between March 2020 and March 2021 alone.
Wow.
So synthetic drugs are often more deadlier, not only because of how strong they are, but also because of the ever-changing ways in which they are blended into other substances.
Yeah, that's very concerning.
Yeah.
When it comes to fentanyl-related overdoses, Tracy, there is a big prevention out there in terms of death that is being carried and used quite often.
Correct. And opioid prevention, we have what is called Naloxone or Narcan available to the public. We at Community Connections, we provide this to our first responders here in North Platte. And we also now have partnered with the Nebraska Pharmacy Association, and we have Narcan available free to the public at two participating pharmacies here in North Platte,
okay. At
USave on Leota and at Westfield Pharmacy.
Oh, wow.
So we also have the Stop ODNE cards that I'm going to leave here at the radio station for you. So if anybody wants to come in, there's a QR code on this, and they can scan this, and they can show other pharmacies in Nebraska that are participating in this. I know there is a pharmacy, Farrell's, in McCook that we ordered Narcan for as well. And also Grant Pharmacy in Grant, Nebraska, has Narcan free of charge. It's anonymous. They can just go in there and say, hey, I need some Narcan. They do not take your name. It's totally anonymous. And Narcan does save lives. It is an opioid reversal.
That's what I was going to say. This could potentially be a lifesaver. So might not be a bad idea just to have it in the event that you're going to stumble upon something. And better to have it and not use it than to stumble in a situation where you need it and not have it.
That's correct. That's correct.
And she mentioned that one of the big things is it's being mixed with other drugs.
Yeah. The blending.
We just got, you know, one of our officer safety notices, you know, for the deputies that we get. It's being mixed with marijuana, which is typically, quote, a gateway drug.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So,
yeah.
Somebody thinking they're just going to get a little buzz from weed is going to get overdosed on this.
And fentanyl, it's relatively cheap to produce. So it's increasing its presence in illicit drugs. It is.
Oh, my.
And I know on Tuesday, CBS Evening News, because of National Fentanyl Awareness Day, did an article on this, how so many of these chemicals are being shipped over from China to Mexico, and then the cartels are bringing them into America. So
it's
they
easier
are
than ever before, you could argue.
Correct. So it is being blended, as Rick said, with so many, many other drugs. And you don't know what you are getting when you order this over the internet. So it is very, very important that the consumer be aware, if they are ordering any type of drugs over the internet, that fentanyl could be laced with these drugs.
My goodness, that's awfully
particularly
concerning.
If you're ordering over the internet, but it is a non-registered pharmacy.
Yes.
A lot of people do that, and it's, you know, like she said, you don't know what you're getting.
That's right.
Very concerning. Tracy, let's talk a little bit about the safety of keeping these opioids locked away. Obviously, there are doctors in our community that still prescribe the opioids, and understandably so. And opioids themselves, not necessarily dangerous if used in the proper manner under the advice of a medical professional. However, letting them in a common space where others could easily access them could potentially be very dangerous and even deadly.
You're right, Tristan. And that's why Community Connections does have lockboxes, medication lockboxes, free to the public. And so we also give these out at the monthly prescription drug collection, which is coming up next Saturday on the 21st.
Really? Week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Time just flies by.
I know it does. So once a month, every third Saturday at District 177 Mall, we have the drug take back. And we are one of the only towns in Nebraska that do this on a monthly basis. So you can bring your prescription meds. You can even bring your pet's medication.
Sure.
And we'll dispose of those safely. And then we also have the medication lock boxes, so these can be stored safely, because that's a big thing too. I mean, you never know who comes in and uses the restroom.
Sure.
And then rummages through your medicine chest and mm-hmm. says, I just need one of these.
Or with the kiddos, too, you don't know.
Exactly.
I mean, they may not understand, and you may have had an accident and not secured the bottle properly, and it could be open, and might think it's candy, might think it's mints, whatever it might be. Better just to avoid it altogether.
That's right. And the lock boxes safely store it. They do. They lock, of course. But, you know, there's so many people that put their medications by the kitchen sink. So
sure.
they remind themselves, hey, take my meds.
Sure.
But those are available, and those can be easily seen and recognized mm-hmm. by many. And again, it's better to be safe and keep these out of the hands yep. that they're not prescribed to.
Absolutely.
And store them or dispose of them.
Yep. And that's the thing, too. Dispose of them. After the doctor has said that they're not needed anymore, I think in some cases with these opioids, use your own discretion. The pain's gone.
Exactly.
Or you've recovered from the surgery. It's time to take them in and dump them off.
That's
that
right.
Saturday of the month.
When I had my shoulder surgery, I had some pretty heavy opioids for pain
uh-huh.
maintenance. Man, I couldn't wait to get off of those. I think
it's
like 3-4 days, and I gave them up. I went just to ibuprofen after that.
That's right. That's right.
It's the way to do it.
Every month, we have approximately 20 to 30 pounds of meds that come in.
Wow.
And when you think about it, there's 1,710 pills in a pound.
How do you destroy those? How do you do that? Normally incineration?
Mm-hmm. We partner with the Nebraska State Patrol,
okay.
and those are weighed and recorded. And we present that to the state, and then the Nebraska State Patrol disposes of them.
I've often wondered about people that'll just flush it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you follow everything goes downstream. You follow downstream, you got a bunch of stoned out fish somewhere.
Well, it's not good for the environment. Definitely not good for the environment, because
option.
It goes into the water, yes,
right.
and then we eat the produce from yep. the water supply, yes. So, yes, every third Saturday again, Community Connections has the drug take back at the mall from 11 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock. We also have the medication lock boxes that will be available there. And then again, the Narcan. With the Nebraska Pharmacy Association, free of charge at Westfield Pharmacy and at USA Pharmacy on Leota. Just go in there anonymously and get some Narcan.
Tracy, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I just wanted to point out that Tristan and I don't go anywhere anonymously.
You don't go anonymously? Getting Narcan is preventative measurements.
Absolutely.
So it
Better
stops.
Safe than sorry.
And a lot of people don't know exactly what Narcan is. It's not injectable. You don't put it in your veins. It's a nasal spray
sure.
is
mm-hmm.
what it is. So
as easy to use as any type of nasal inhaler, you know, that like that. Just put it in the nose and
yep.
pump it.
That's right. Rather have that accessible than have someone die from an opioid
overdose.
It could be a life changer. It really could.
Oh, it could.
Save a life.
Yeah. Yeah, our first responders have it, too.
Yep.
The law enforcement has it. Great Plains Health has it. But now, through Nebraska Pharmacy Association, it is available at participating pharmacies.
Tracy, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, it's just good to see you guys.
Thanks
for
coming in.
Well, thank you. Thanks for helping keep our community safe educate about substance abuse.
I did hear that you had spaced off the first time you were supposed to be here.
I did. Thank
you. We were supposed to see you Wednesday. Yeah.
I know.
Do you know
Wednesday.
The fine for that?
No, but I'm sure you'll let me know.
Donuts.
Donuts. Oh, I should have known. Glazed
Doesn't matter.
Donuts
pink,
to donuts. Pink Nobody
frosted?
Complains.
Pink frosted?
I
For
do like
Isaiah,
them.
Yeah.
Yes. Tracy, if folks want to learn more about Community Connections and the substance abuse prevention that is available with Community Connections, how can they do so?
Well, they can always call. It's 308-696-3358. They can also look us up on Facebook and social media, on Instagram, just under Community Connections, Lincoln County. That's our website also, Community Connections, Lincoln County. And they can always send me an email at saps@communityconnections.lc.org.
And Tracy's email is available as well on the Community Connections website.
Correct.
If you weren't able to jot it down. And like she said, we'll have some of these cards here at the studio too with this very handy QR code.
That's right. That's right. Keep the public safe.
Absolutely.
One final point of clarification. For law enforcement, they're not donuts. They're power rings.
Oh, good.
That's what
good.
Captain Kramer calls them.
That's right.
That's what Raleigh calls them.
Power rings. I will remember that because we do have law enforcement on our Substance Abuse Prevention System Coalition. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Tracy, thanks for the time. Always good to see you in the studio.
Hey, good to see you guys. You take it easy and be good.